it has been the most tumultuous couple weeks in, you know, billionaire drama here in Silicon Valley.
Natasha Tiku is a tech reporter for The Post, and she's been covering this whirlwind of events as Elon Musk tries to seize control of Twitter.
This all started on April 4th when Elon Musk took a 9% stake in Twitter, becoming the company's largest shareholder.
All right, like him or not, it's impossible to ignore him. Elon Musk, the richest person in the world, is now the single biggest shareholder of Twitter.
That makes him a 9.2% owner of Twitter, to be very precise here. It also makes him the single biggest shareholder of the company, even bigger than some of the biggest mutual fund and exchange-traded fund investors in Twitter.
Twitter stock is soaring right now on this breaking news, and you have to wonder whether Elon Musk's influence on Twitter will actually change the company in any way. Of course.
What happened next is Twitter invited him to join the board, which would have put a cap on the amount of shares that he is able to own, and so it seemed like, you know, it was veering towards a unpredictable but sort of sensible end.
But then later that same week, Musk declined the board invitation.
And all of a sudden, you know, the roller coaster is back on.
And then this past Thursday, Elon Musk sends out this tweet. He says he is going to try to buy Twitter and take the company private.
And Elon tweets out a link to an SEC filing that says very curtly, "I made an offer." And that's how he let the world know that he had launched a hostile takeover bid to buy Twitter for roughly $43 billion or $54.20 a share. Loyal Elon acolytes will note that he got his happy little 420 number in there, a reference to weed, which now many business reporters have had to say publicly. Thanks, Elon.
From the newsroom of The Washington Post, this is Post Reports. Today, we break down exactly what is going on with Elon Musk and Twitter. And we talk about what's at stake here for Twitter employees, for Twitter users, and for our democracy.